Hey, you're listening to China232.com.
Get out of the way!
Hey guys, we're back. Welcome back. We're here. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Addison. I'm not going to use my nickname today. Andrew probably will, but that's
call
a
you
different
Otis.
Story.
I will call you Otis.
Okay.
That's the thing that big brothers get to do. They get to make the rules, don't they? Big brothers get to make the rules.
Anyway,
we're talking about DARE today. That's the topic, the D word, DARE.
Ooh, DARE sounds scary.
And what is a DARE, Otis?
Well, a DARE is just a challenge that you give somebody, right?
Challenging your friend to do something that they don't want to do. Anyway, let's get into the story. It's a good one. I'll start reading it. I was out at a bar last week with my friend Tony. He's a decent-looking guy, but he's really shy around girls for some reason. He was standing there for about 15 minutes, holding his beer with a nervous look on his face. Finally, I realized why. He was gazing at a couple of hot girls eating chicken wings. I asked him, "Tony, what are you waiting for? Go over there and say something." He said, "I have no idea what to say." I suck in these situations. I said, "Oh, don't be such a wimp. I dare you to go over there, take a chicken wing off one of their plates, eat it, smile, and say, 'You girls are so beautiful. I just wanted to make sure they were safe enough for you to eat.'" And then I told him if he did it, I'd buy him drinks for the rest of the night. I said, "Tony, hopefully they will just think you're cute and funny and want to talk to you. If it backfires, you can just tell them it was my fault. What's the worst that could happen? It's a win-win situation."
Okay, great story again today. Actually, I just want to point out that this actually sort of happened to me before, only I dared myself to do something at a bar.
Dared yourself. Interesting.
Yeah.
What was the dare?
Well, I told my friends, we were sort of bored one evening. We were at a bar. We were sitting at a table, just talking, not talking to anyone else but ourselves, to each other. And then I decided, there was a girl beside me, very close at a table, almost joining tables. And I said to some of my friends, I said, "What do you think this girl would do if I took a sip out of her beer and put it down, didn't say anything to her? And just saw what happened."
Okay, so you went up and you drank.
No, I didn't. She was actually beside me. We're all sitting down, but her table was just a little bit away from ours.
But you've never talked to her before.
I never talked to her, never said anything. So Okay. Anyways, I decided to take a sip of her beer. I picked up the glass, looked at her in the face while I was drinking it, put it down, didn't say anything, and went about my business. She didn't do anything afterwards. I was so surprised. I thought for sure I would have some sort of crazy reaction. Nothing happened, and my friends were all shocked. She just took a sip of the beer right afterwards. It was very interesting.
Did she smile?
She didn't make any reaction. It's almost, I know she saw it, but it's almost like it didn't even happen. So it was
very interesting.
Very strange. Okay. But let's get back to this story and some of the language points here.
I described my friend Tony as a decent-looking guy.
Right.
Decent-looking guy is, it means a good-looking guy or a handsome guy, but often guys describe other guys in this way because they're afraid of sounding gay, actually, I think is the reason. So they just say, "Yeah, he's a decent-looking guy." It means kind of like not bad. But because they don't want to be too excited about
right.
their boyfriend's looks.
So decent means a little bit less than good looking. But it can all if a guy's saying it about another guy, he could mean he's a really good looking guy.
Right. They're just a little bit scared of that.
Right.
So
let's talk about what Tony was doing after.
Yeah.
Right? He was gazing, right? He was gazing at the girls, at the hot girls, right?
He was gazing at them eating chicken wings. This is actually, well, first we'll talk about gazing. Gazing is easy. Gazing just means staring for a long time at somebody.
Right. Just
looking
at something.
Looking at something
for a long time. Right.
With your eyes not moving.
Right. You look a bit weird, almost like a creep.
I just noticed something funny. We said there's a couple of hot girls.
Mm.
And hot girls, in case anyone doesn't know, hot girls are just great looking or incredibly sexy girls.
Oh, yes.
And we often say hot to describe them. We don't really say beautiful, I don't think, guys to guys. We talk about them as, usually we use hot to describe a really good one. And girls can also use the word hot to describe great looking guys. It's kind of a modern word.
Right. Sometimes we also say, instead of hot girl, we might say hot chick.
She's a chick.
She's a real hot chick.
Yeah. Which is a baby chicken. And this is actually kind of ironic in several ways. It says, there are a couple of hot girls eating chicken wings.
Mm.
Chicken wings are very fatty foods. So it's quite funny to see very hot girls eating chicken wings
in
a bar.
I don't really think so. I think they're just coming back from the gym. They decided to have a few wings.
They probably don't eat very many wings. In Canada, when I order wings, we often actually have wing special nights, and we order a lot of wings. Like, I could eat 25 big wings at one time, no problem. All right. Next one, we got dare, the main word of the day, dare. And we said before, it's a kind of challenge, but it's also a kind of challenge that normally somebody would be scared or embarrassed to do, and friends do it to each other. It's usually something that they should not really be doing, right?
Right. It's almost like a joke or a prank that you give someone to do.
Yeah, just something funny to do that you don't think they would have the courage to do. So, in this case, he dared his friend to go over to these two girls, eat a chicken wing, which is a kind of a challenge. And this is a perfect example of a dare.
Right. A lot of times it's something strange that other people don't know about what's going on. So it's funny only to you and your friends. The other people think you're just a weirdo.
Yeah. It's kind of a strange challenge, really.
Mm-hmm. Right. I just wanted to bring up one more point about dare. You can also say that someone is very daring. This is a different use of the word, right?
Okay.
I just wanted to mention, it's not really exactly what we're talking about here, but since we're talking about dare, I just wanted to get into it for a second. If you're a daring person, that means you're very bold or courageous, and you're just willing to take chances, right?
Right. You take a lot of chances. You're a daredevil. People say a daredevil.
That's true.
Wimp. I said, don't be such a wimp, Tony. Wimp is not a good word for a man.
It's a kind of insult.
It's an insult. And it means a weak man, scared, babyish,
right? Like
not strong.
You're a pushover, even.
Very weak.
Right.
Guys don't want to be called wimps.
Nope.
Tony didn't like it.
He did not like it. That's why he did the dare. A lot of times guys do dares because someone calls them an insult. Then they do the dare.
They don't want to be a wimp. So if you say don't be a wimp, they're going to feel motivation to do the dare. Next one we've got is backfires. I said, if it backfires, if the plan backfires, you can just tell them it was my fault. And backfire means the plan does not go the way that you want it to go. It goes the opposite way of how something should go.
Right. Think about fire and getting burned. Right. You wanted to do something, but instead you got burned. So think about it that way. Backfire.
It's like shooting a gun, but it goes the wrong way.
Right. The fire comes at you instead of away. Okay.
Right. I also asked him a rhetorical question. I said, what's the worst that could happen?
Right.
And we often use this question, what's the worst that could happen? And another way of saying that is, what is the worst case scenario? So that's the same thing. What's the worst thing that could happen? And the idea here is that when you're considering whether or not you're going to do something, you just think, well, what's the worst that could happen? I think in this case, the worst thing that could happen was the girl said, get out of here. I can't believe you took my chicken wing.
Right. The girl just gets a little bit angry. It's like, how bad could it be?
Right. He's not going to die. So what are you really scared of? And it helps kind of keep your fears in check a little bit. So you think, what's the worst that can happen?
Right.
And if it's not so bad, you might as well do it.
You may as well do it. That's for sure. It's going to be a good story at least anyways.
Uh-huh. Very last thing I said, it's a win-win situation. That means no matter what the outcome is, no matter what happens, he will win in some way.
Right. Usually things are a win situation or a lose situation. You could do one of each, but here you can win or win.
You can only win. So it's a good way to encourage him, to get him to do it. Now let's just talk about why it's a win-win situation.
Right.
Because if he goes over there and the girls like him, he obviously wins because the girls like him. And if they don't like him, I already promised to buy Tony his drinks for the rest of the evening, so he wins the drinks.
Right, but here it's obvious that you were telling him that it was a win-win situation, because Tony could also say, well, I still lose if they get really mad at me and hit me or something like this. Or they say, what are you doing, you weirdo?
That's, well, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying
that's not too bad, though. It's not bad, but got mad.
But that's why it's a joke, though. It's not really a win-win situation here, I don't think.
I think of it as a win-win situation.
Well, and that's why you mentioned it.
Different people have different opinions.
Right.
Anyway, great. This was a great one. And we're actually, the next cast is going to be the continuation in what happens with Tony.
Right. So what happened to Tony?
What happened to the Tonester?
I would like to find out. We're going to be talking about that very soon. So yeah. Stay tuned to the next episode at China232.com.